Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Hey, all you ghouls, geeks, and scream queens. I know you've missed me, and I've missed you like crazy. Okay, settle down. There's no new episode of Bloodlines tonight, but honestly, in my opinion, we all need a minute to process that brutal mid-season finale. This break is necessary for our recovery and mourning. But you know what? I think the only way to actually process our grief is as a group. That's what we're all here for, right, bloodsuckers? We're one big family, united by the trauma and pain of the Rainier line. Today, we celebrate the life of our beloved Callum Rainier, and we've got a number of special guests with us tonight to help numb the pain. Let's take a look at some of our favorite boy's best moments from the past 5 seasons and what he means to the cast and crew.
Whew. Callum Rainier, what can I say about our boy? I mean, he's stolen the hearts of more than we can count.
All of my opponents made promises to you, which is cool. It's awesome, actually, but we all know one terrible reality about being 15. We can't really change anything. In the grand scheme of life, the Baker High sophomore class is not gonna make some massive, earth-shattering change. And if they are, it's not going to be your class president that does it. We have to answer to guys like our balding principal and our parents. Most of them aren't listening to us anyway. So why can't we have some fun while we're being ignored?
What does Callum mean to me? Oh, gosh. What a loaded question. I mean, he didn't start out too hot, did he?
This is
incredible?
Total bullshit! I mean, vampires? Really? Everything's finally going good, and then we have to deal with vampires?
We saw them, Cal. One of them almost killed you.
Because our parents, what, are following some centuries-old promise to protect humanity? And we're just supposed to put our lives on the line forever because of it?
Yeah. I think we are.
Well, that might be great for you, but I can't drop everything and fight some creatures of the night!
Why not?
I'm class president!
I see a lot of myself in Callum, you know? I think I always have. Sure, he's a little unreliable, but he knows what he wants. And he shows up when it counts.
Stay inside. I'll go get help.
Insurance better cover that. I'm so tired of paying to have this car detailed.
I thought you were on a date.
Yeah, well, now I'm not. Got a steak to spare?
I know people have a hard time understanding Callum. Like, you've got this big world you get to be a part of, and you don't want it. But I think people forget how much we've put that kid through.
Callum, how nice of you to join us. Lily here is not the greatest conversationalist. How do you sit through dates with her? Do you do all the talking?
Generally, I don't tape her mouth shut. Not very gentlemanly, you know.
You know, thanks for the tip.
Everything's gonna be okay, Lil.
See, bud, this is why women have trust issues. Cute guy like you comes in, flashes some biceps and a smile. And then, when things get tough, they lie.
Lily, just stay calm. I promise.
Funny thing about a stake through the heart. It'll kill just about anyone.
I think we've all gotten a chance to see ourselves and Callum at one moment or another. I know for me, it's been so different and fresh. We get to see so many characters that are meant to be strong by sticking through a painful situation, but Callum actually got a chance to run away. And sometimes that's the most natural response.
Bex, I'm not going to Scotland to keep working for the Order. When I get to St. Andrews, I don't want to do this anymore.
Want? We don't get a want in this. We have to do this.
The world doesn't need us. It needs you.
That's not true.
Yes, it is, Bex. Sometimes when we're fighting, I look over at you and everything slows down. And I see you in this light. And it becomes so clear that this is your calling and that you are able to live up to it with such passion and grace. This is where you belong, Bex. You were born into your dream job and you are so good at it. It's both terrifying and wonderful. And with me, I'm just there. Whether we're saving someone's life or taking out a nest or, I don't know, saving the world, I don't feel anything. Most of the time, I'm counting down to when we have to go back to school and put all of this on pause so we can blend in. And it feels like there was some glitch in the multiverse, and it was always supposed to be just you. This big world-saving destiny, it's always been for you. The world is so unbelievably lucky to have you.
What are you saying? You know I can't do this without you.
I think the scary thing is that you can, and that we both know it.
Playing someone so strong, but also getting a chance to be so vulnerable with him, I mean, just the best. You know, he's not like other boys, you get me?
There's something really different about Callum. We all think, you know, if we were given the chance to have some insane, life-changing destiny thrust upon us, we'd grab life by the balls and turn into this badass overnight and wear our destiny like a perfect leather jacket. But I wanted to show how scary change can be. How putting an insane amount of responsibility on a teenage kid's shoulders might not be the best thing in the world. No, I don't think anyone but Freddie Graves could have played Callum Rainier. I mean, Fighter of the Undead? He's literally named for it.
Freddie is just exactly who you want across from you in a scene. Freddie's kind, he's goofy, he's got way too many dad jokes up his sleeve. He's Freddie Graves. There's not really any other way to describe him. I don't think Bex could have asked for a better brother than Callum. They're not always on the same page, but when it matters, there's no splitting up that twin connection. Don't you ever get tired of this?
You'll have to be more specific.
The villain shtick, you know? Killing people, kidnapping hunters, being at war? You're just making choices to perpetuate it.
Oh, darling.
Here's the thing about war. It changes. It morphs. People give different reasons, and new generals come to the forefront, but the one thing it never does is stop.
Luther?
What in God's name?
No, don't get up on account of me, Luther. I can see you're a terrible host.
Callum, you came back.
I always will. I'll always come back for you.
Are you trying to do a Scottish accent right now?
I think it'll always kill Bax that she couldn't return the favor.
But that's life, right? Not all of us get to make it out alive.
And I think, well, what's life without a little bit of pain? What's love if not something to lose? And what's loss if not a moment for growth?
I read that somewhere, I think.
Callum, that's you, right?
Oh my God. Bex, all those people, I killed all those people?
No, no, that wasn't you.
Come on, let me look in your eyes. That's you then? No trace of the nasty little beastie that's been causing us all of this trouble?
Take your hands off me, Luther.
That's our boy. Let's get you on your feet.
Bex, you have to believe me. But he said I would never...
It's okay.
No, 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 Bex, you have to know that I love...
God, you two can really go on, can't you?
Callum!
Oh, don't look so surprised, Bex. I did warn you. I prefer to play with my food.
Losing Callum like that? No. I don't think Bex will ever recover. How could she?
Some wounds are meant to define your life. How do you get out of that hole? Where do you find your strength? That's what's next for us. Getting Bex out of that hole.
I don't know what I'll do after Bloodlines. Well, I do, actually, but it's very hush-hush exciting, you know? But what I mean is my heart lives and dies with Callum Rainier, metaphysically. Huh? Metaphorically, right. I live and die with Callum metaphorically, you know? So rest in peace, Callum Rainier. Sweet prince of the night, you beautiful sh- Only the good die young.
Powerful stuff. What a team, right? What a guy. Callum Rainier meant so much to all of us, behind the screen and to all of you in front of it. Rest in peace, Callum Rainier. You'll live on in our hearts. We're off until the mid-season premiere. We'll see you soon. And until then, stay scary, Bloodliners.
This episode of Behind the Screams was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Madison Garris as Jocelyn, Torian Brackett as Callum and Freddy, Castorine Villar as Bex and Lucy, Alex Bankier as Warren, and Dallas Seeker as Luther and Cameron. Sound design was by Newton Shottlecotty, with additional sound design by Alexander Tandon. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media at ThatVampShow or join us on our website at tandonproductions.com.